Dr. Pinsky dictating the case review on Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-Y-N, Ryloff, R-A-L-O-F-F. As per the records provided, Jacqueline Ryloff was involved in a motor vehicle collision on 8-18-21. Period. A police report was completed. Period. She had EMS evaluation and was transported to the emergency room. Period. She had x-rays of the right and left lower legs that showed no acute osseous injury of either the tibia or fibula. Period. X-rays of the left hand showed no acute osseous injury. Period. X-rays of the cervical spine showed no acute traumatic injury. Period. She had a CAT scan of the chest that showed no acute findings. Period. A CAT scan of the cervical spine showed no acute findings. Period. New paragraph. She was seen on 9/13/21 by Dr. Margulies, M-A-R-G-U-L-I-E-S. Period. She reported the accident and that she was wearing a seatbelt and airbags deployed. Period. She was almost hit head-on. Period. She was rushed to the emergency room and was now having neck pain, headaches, and range of motion off. Period. She feels hot and cold and has leg pain more on the left side. Period. She was evaluated and diagnosed with acute cervical sprain, comma, hematoma of lower leg, comma, contusion of multiple sites. Period. She was referred to physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. There is then a large chronological gap in follow-up with Dr. Margulies until 6/1/23. Period. She had left-sided neck pain with no radiation into her upper limbs. Period. She had been undergoing chiropractic care with benefit of temporary duration. Period. She also had massage therapy with benefit of temporary duration. Period. She has not undergone physical therapy and reports mild benefit from Tylenol and NSAIDs as needed. Period. He referenced a cervical spine MRI from 11/19/21. Period. This revealed that C3-4, a posterior disc bulge / minimal disc protrusion with slight central canal stenosis. Period. C4-5, there was minimal disc bulging without stenosis. Period. She had last been seen here on 3/10/23 when she underwent trigger point injections. Period. She reported 75% relief for 1 to 2 months duration. Period. He also ordered physical therapy. Period. He reevaluated her and offered the same diagnostic impressions as previously. Period. They discussed left cervical facet medial branch nerve blocks at C3-6. Period. Her diagnosis was cervicalgia and cervical facet syndrome. Period. New paragraph. We are in the receipt of the cervical MRI report from 11/19/21, ordered by chiropractor Dr. Biddle, B-A-D-D-L-E. Period. At C3-4, there was a posterior disc bulge / minimal disc protrusion with slight central canal stenosis. Period. At C4-5, there was minimal disc bulging without stenosis. Period. She was seen on 8/26/21 by Dr. Biddle. Period. He noted her course of treatment to date. Period. She had a history of a motor vehicle accident 7 years ago, injuring her neck and back. Period. She was treated with chiropractic and physical therapy and fully recovered. Period. Upon exam, she was neurologically intact. Period. Dr. Biddle diagnosed cervical, thoracic, and lumbar sprain and strain, common right shoulder and left shoulder pain and sprain, common right and left hip pain and sprain, comma, rule out cervical radiculopathy, comma, rule out cervical herniated disc, comma, muscle spasms of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar paraspinal musculature, and the occipital and trapezius muscles bilaterally. Period. He recommended conservative spinal manipulation throughout the musculoskeletal system. Period. This was initiated on the same office visit. Period. Ms. Ryloff continued to see Dr. Biddle through 5/9/22. Period. She indicated there is no change in the pain with stiffness and soreness in both sides of her lower back, comma, both sides of her middle back, comma, both sides of her upper back, and both sides of her neck, comma, right hip, right shoulder, and left shoulder. Period. And underline this would suggest that continuation of such conservative treatment was not efficacious. Period. Nevertheless, he planned on continuing to treat her for 2 sessions per week. Period. New paragraph. She had an EMG on 3/24/22 by Dr. Grossinger, Grossinger. Period. He learned she had motor vehicle accidents in 2008 and 2011 with back and neck pain symptoms that had resolved. Period. She had the EMG indicating bilateral C5 radiculopathy. Period. He concluded this was consistent with the trauma sustained during the motor vehicle accident on 8/18/21. He prescribed her Celebrex and tizanidine. Period. She was also being scheduled for cervical spine injection under fluoroscopy. Period. New paragraph. On 8/18/23, the claimant was seen by Dr. Pauli, P-A-U-L-I, period. She had cervical pain that began in the motor vehicle accident of 8/18/21. Period. This developed immediately following the accident. Period. Her pain was constant and described as aching pain, worse with cervical rotation. Period. It is primarily left-sided. Period. She denies radiation of pain into her upper limbs. Period. She denies numbness or tingling associated with the pain. Period. She has been undergoing chiropractic care with benefit of temporary duration. Period. She underwent massage therapy with benefit of temporary duration. Period. She has not undergone physical therapy. Period. She reports mild benefit from Tylenol and NSAIDs as needed. Period. The results of her cervical spine MRI were noted. Period. It was also noted that she had undergone trigger point injections on 3/10/23 with mild benefit. Period. Dr. Paoli discussed the rationale of performing facet medial branch nerve blocks at C3-6. Period. And put this in parentheses. This note seems almost verbatim to one I had previously quoted. Period. New paragraph. New section. The provider under review did not request telephonic interaction on this peer review. Period. New paragraph. It is evident that on 8/18/21, Jacqueline Ryloff was involved in a motor vehicle accident resulting in soft tissue injuries. in the form of multiple sprains and contusions. Christie was seen at the emergency room the same day, where x-rays failed to identify any acute abnormalities. Period. She came under the care of Dr. Margulies on 9/13/21. Period. She received a long course of chiropractic care and physical therapy. Period. She accepted trigger point injections. Period. She had EMG on 3/24/22 that showed radiculopathy. Period. Dr. Ziev explained the only documented progress note for these patients after 9/13/21 was 1/6/23, almost 1.5 years later. Period. It stated that she had chronic pain and would refer to pain management. Period. This visit took place telephonically. Period. She stated she had undergone physical therapy and chiropractic treatment and massage. Period. She still had persistent pain and stated she would have received pain management for consideration of epidurals. Period. She had pain and stiffness on an almost daily basis. Period. Dr. Ziev correctly explained that the emergency room records failed to reveal significant injury. Period. The diagnostic studies were almost within normal limits relative to the accident. Period. If she had been severely injured, one might expect a consultation with orthopedics to have been ordered and documented. Period. There was only one medical visit and the documentation, and this was the initial visit. Period. The next documented visit was 1.5 years later. Period. All the patient's complaints were subjective, with little in the way of objective findings. Period. The physical therapy failed to document any progress despite more than 2 years of treatment. Period. New paragraph. He described he spoke with Dr. Margulies on 12/4/23 for 3 minutes. Period. He stated he was not treating the patient for the auto accident and that all the treatment was being rendered by pain management. Period. While she was a regular patient, he did not see her for the accident injuries. Period. Dr. Ziev concluded the lack of documentation did not support severe injury, nor did diagnostic studies. Period. There was lack of consultation with orthopedic surgery and a general lack of improvement. Period. He opined that standard therapy protocols should be applied. Period. The normal length of treatment for these types of soft tissue injuries is from 4 to 12 weeks of passive therapy, followed by 1 month of muscle strengthening and exercise. Period. In this case, 12 weeks of passive modality should have been sufficient. Period. This means that by 11/26/11, the patient should have completed the 12 weeks of passive modalities, and by 12/26/21 should have completed the additional month of muscle strengthening and exercises. Period. All visits, comma, referrals, comma, diagnostic studies, comma, physical therapy, comma, and treatment after 12/26/21 but would not be considered medically necessary or appropriate in this case based on the documentation. Period. New paragraph, I concur with Dr. Ziev about his conclusions. Period. The ongoing care rendered by Dr. Margulies was not medically necessary or efficacious, particularly after the first and apparently only in-person visit from 9/13/21. Period. She did have additional treatment with a chiropractor named Dr. Biddle. Period. She also had numerous diagnostic studies performed. Period. She accepted trigger point injections. Period. Despite a protracted course of treatment that was entirely passive in nature, she, not surprisingly, remained symptomatic. Period. This demonstrates that continuation of similar modalities would not be expected to, nor did it in fact result in significant alteration in treatment or symptom response. Period. And that is the end.